BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here are Thursday's best bits. It's the Scott Mills Daily. Did a coconut get arrested? One of the many questions on today's Real or No Real with Alice Levine. That Christmas advert is back and I want your reactions. Record them on your phone. And TV chef Tom Kerridge plays innuendo bingo for the second time and loves every single minute of it. All right, Chris.
All right, Scott.
I've had less stressful days.
What's up?
Been doing my abseil training today.
Dress down Thursday, is it, as well?
Well, obviously, I've been scaling the heights of a very tall building, so SARS, but I am wearing... I'm wearing joggers today. Sorry about
that. It's like turning up at work in a onesie.
It's not the same as that.
It kind of is, though. It's a little bit too relaxed, I think.
I tell you, I've just been abseiling. What I'll do is I will... I'll dress up special smart for you tomorrow, like make the extra effort, if that's all right.
And how's the training going?
All morning, a lovely man called Brian, who's very patient, was going, look, it's fine, you're safe, just step off the ledge. Oh, it's easy for you to say, Brian, step off the ledge.
I just want to know how all of us can help you. Like, is there anything that we can do to help train you?
My legs really hurt, so can you do sports massage?
No, I'm not going to massage you.
Okay.
No.
Well, that would help me in one way.
What's the main problem you're finding with the abseil?
I'm really scared.
Is it stepping off?
It's
400
stepping off
foot backwards.
Yeah,
is
stepping off 400
issue?
Feet backwards.
Okay.
But then I remember I'm doing it for children in need.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I made the mistake of looking down earlier. Don't do that. And so I managed nearly 100 feet today.
Mm. That's really good.
I mean, it's better than this time last week, whereas barely managing 20. And I've just heard that some people do abseiling for fun.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
So this is happening next Friday night on the Night of Children in Need on BBC One. You will see me abseiling down the full 400 feet of Blackpool Tower. It's one of those now where I'm just like, well, I've got to do it. But I'm honestly, I've never been more scared of anything.
I know, and that's the thing. Some people do abseiling for fun, but then you could say that about absolutely everything.
Yeah, I'm not that guy, as you know.
You're really not.
No, I'm the one that won't even go on a roller coaster, do you know what I mean?
I think fair play to you, and I think you are actually putting quite a lot of work into this.
Yeah.
And you can guarantee you're not going to pull out. There's not going to be an excuse. There's not going to be an injury. There's not going to be...
I did ask if they could, like, do... Like the first link with Sir Terry and Fern and that at the beginning, it's like, okay, then step off the ledge, Scott. And then you'd actually see me step off the ledge. Then Helen Skelton does it, because Helen Skelton does it all the time.
Then
I just do the last 30 feet and it looks like I've done it all.
Right. So if you've had that conversation, can you guarantee that that's not going to happen?
It won't happen. I've got to do it.
Imagine you had a stunt double.
I'd love that. I think I'm considerably larger than Helen Skelton,
so
it's not going to be her. But yeah, an interesting morning. And I've done nearly 100 now, so that's just three... Yeah. It's quite a lot higher still, isn't it?
It is.
Anyway, let's take our mind off that for now by telling you that Innuendo Bingo is with Tom Kerridge today.
It's so good. You know how much I love Tom Kerridge.
You love a TV chef.
I know. It's a strange... I think it's because I've always been rubbish at cooking. Like, the whole way through uni, I was rubbish. Couldn't cook a thing. So now it's a whole new world to me, TV chefs.
Mm. And it's good when they're excellent at it, but it's stuff you think, I could probably do that, or I could give it a go.
That's it, and that's what this guy's the king of. And
yeah.
Also, I just think he's the Don.
Chief.
He's like, for me, he's the best chef.
So we've got quite a lot of cooking show innuendos in Innuendo Bingo today, because I think that's what he would want.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There are so many clips that we've got from cooking shows which we could potentially use today. I'm just going through some of them. This one's from MasterChef.
I like a lot of what you've done here. I like the fact you took the time to wash your mushroom.
There's loads.
Why does that work?
So Bingo is coming up with Tom Kerridge at 1:45. He's on his way. He's just tweeted with a change of trousers. He has played the game before, but you weren't here, right?
Yeah, I was so gutted, because I think part of the reason he was coming along as well is because you knew how much I wanted to play against Tom Kerridge.
Yeah, yeah.
And I missed out. I think I was ill that day or something like that. So Greg ended up playing.
And also, I don't know if you've just seen on Twitter, but Max Branning, Jake Wood from EastEnders, has just tweeted Tom going, enjoy, don't hold back. Funniest thing I've ever done.
Oh, look, get him down as well then.
Innuendo Bingo is the funniest thing that Max Branning has ever done.
Let's put that on the poster.
I mean, there's not many lols in his character, is there really? It probably is the funniest thing he's ever done.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here is Tom Kerridge. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Chief.
All right, Chief. it's good to see you.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just looking through Tom's table, this new book, and I mean, even I could probably attempt some of these.
Anyone can have a go at them.
Oh, I mean, some of the pictures on
That's what does it for me. The pictures alone do it for me.
Oh. Pictures are great, actually. We try to do something a bit different with the pictures in this book. So sometimes with cookery books, they're sold to be bought into a lifestyle that no one has. Do you know what I mean? Beautiful tables and wonderful set and love. So all of that, I said, I don't live like that. I doubt loads of other people do. Let's get rid of all the crockery and the cutlery and let's just focus on the food. So the pictures should just be about actually what you're going to eat.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, look at their fancy kitchen. It's like, it's on a plate and it looks lush.
Yeah, that is it. Last night on my Instagram, I put a picture up of my dinner, which was, by then I'd eaten 2/3 of it, but it was a potato waffle.
Oh, great. Childhood memories. I love them.
But the cooked medium rare, but it was...
I was going to say, it's a little... I'd have probably sent that back. My potato waffle's a little raw.
But there must be tricks to taking these pictures properly, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that, did you take these pictures, Tom?
No, but I was there every day for them. I kind of like stood next to the cameraman, who's an amazing guy called Chris Barnett. But I did stand there going, yeah, that looks nice. Maybe we should put a bit of something else on it. But he's very good.
See, what's not, these pictures are amazing. What they're not like some of the pictures you get in like the older cookery books where it's like, where the steam coming off. And you know, they used to put tampons in the food. To make it look like they were like it was still hot. They used to put the tampons in the microwave.
Okay. I was just trying to work out how's the tampon.
Because the food
hot?
Will go cold if it's like if you're right. having to take pictures of it. Simply microwave a tampon for about a minute or so.
That's right, and hide it in the chicken.
And then hide it in your chicken curry or whatever. Looks like it's steaming hot.
I love the way that you were looking around the studio then to see if that was the correct cooking time for a tampon.
A
minute or so.
I think you'll find it's a minute, Tom. No, I was looking around because I was like, does no one else remember this story? Have I just made this up? But apparently that's what they used to do. Oh, see, I could do crispy, cheesy tostadas.
Yeah, definitely could do that.
Do you know what? That's what I really like about this book is that one of the recipes on it is for a cheese toasty.
Yeah, right? Cheese on toast.
Which is awesome.
It's got pickled green chilies in it and a little bit of it makes it lovely. It's like cheese on toast on steroids. It's like double cheese on toast. Cheese on toast.
Do you
extra.
Ever worry that you're running out of recipes though? That must be the fear, right?
To be fair, right, so I've been cooking for 24 years and I've seen and I've eaten a lot, you can tell. So in that time of being a fan of food, I've only written 3 books. So to be fair, there's a lot more where that's come from.
Yeah. I'm hoping that you'll include my fish in dishwasher recipe that I perfected a couple of years ago in your next book.
To be fair, that is actually something that used to happen in commercial kitchens where because all the water bath stuff where it's controlled temperature, dishwashers used to be set around about 80 degrees. And like old school hotels used to cook whole salmons in a big fish kettle through the dishwasher.
Yeah, you can do it.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
That is a real thing.
I had a lovely bit of salmon from my dishwasher.
Yeah, perfectly poached.
Yeah, it was really lovely.
A little soapy.
Yeah. Do you ever think to yourself, like, do you ever get home and like, oh, cannot be bothered to cook tonight? Like, I don't go home and DJ. Well, sometimes I do.
Yeah.
I don't go home and pretend to be on the radio. Oh, okay, then I do. Do you ever get like, oh, I just want, like, Chris, just get out, just go in the freezer and get the waffles
fish
out.
Fish fingers and waffles.
Yeah. To be fair, that does happen quite a lot, but most of the time it's normally like a lump of cheese and grapes, I have to be honest. It's even easier than turning the oven on. It's like, I'm not even going to do that. I'm just going to open the fridge and have cheese and, like, there'd be load of, like, proper foodies out there going, well, cheese should be room temperature. Not 1:30 in the morning, mate. You come home, you open the fridge, you take a lump of cheddar and you have a couple of grapes. That's cooking.
That's legend. It. Love that, you see. I like it that Max Branning, Jake Wood's been tweeting you today going, just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I love Max. He's a good boy. Jake, yeah. Jake,
I love actually, Max.
I love Max.
I keep calling him Max. He is the nicest man.
I've known Jake, right, so I came across, I bumped into Jake. I've known him since I was 17. So there's
have you?
Well, no, I knew him when I was 17, and then I didn't know him again until about a year ago. So there's stuff out there where I used to be an actor, it says on my Wikipedia page and whatever. So my first job ever when I left school, I ended up filming a Christmas special of Miss Marple, and Jake was in it. So me and Jake were both in that. We played Borstal Boys in They Do It With Mirrors. And I was like, oh, and then when he turned up on EastEnders, I goes, I remember when I was dossing about being an actor, I used to work with him. And now, and then he came to the Land of Flowers about a year ago. So yeah, wow. we've kept in contact since then.
He said that doing this game was the funniest thing he's ever done. But I said earlier, he doesn't get many laughs on the set of EastEnders. I mean, they don't put many happy storylines in for him, to be honest. Okay, Tom, I know you bought a spare pair of trousers.
I have. I bought a spare pair. Yeah, last time I came, I bought spare trousers last time, but no spare pants. I went all the way back on a train back to Maidenhead, like sat there in my wet trousers. It was horrible.
It's a grim experience.
It is a grim experience. I've come prepared.
Good. And Chris is obviously very excited that you're here today.
Oh, it's so the best.
Thank you very
it's
much for doing it. Round two of Tom Kerridge Innuendo Bingo is happening in a minute. The Scott Mills Daily. Isaac is going to be watching online in a minute. He's sneaked out of work just to watch it on his phone. Just outside having a lunch break. Also, we've got Claire on saying, I could listen to Tom Kerridge's voice all day. It's like being back home in Bristol.
Very close, very close.
Where are you from?
Gloucester.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah.
Maybe that's what you should do next. Maybe you should narrate nature documentaries. Mm. That could be the next move.
Very soothing voice, some people are saying. Also, can I ask you, Tom, when Chris tries to do an impression of your voice, is that annoying you?
No.
I've noticed he's going, all right, chief, all the time to you. And I imagine after a while that gets a bit old.
To be fair, I don't think I sound like that until I come on the radio and then you hear your own voice and then you go, oh my God, I think it's probably a very good impression.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Cheers, mate.
Well, it's an honour to have you on today. Let's get wet. Don't hold back. Let's enjoy it. The cameras are on. Let us know if you're watching on 81199. It's Tom Kerridge, Innuendo Bingo.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah, mate.
Thank you very
much. He has come back for round two.
Round two.
And this time, he's got spare pants. Okay, Luke from Colchester is on and watching. So is Susan in Belfast and Tom in Worcester. Okay, ready? Let's get the water in our mouths, lads. Don't hold back. Let's make it a wet one.
Mm-hmm.
Is that water to your liking, Tom? Yeah.
It's a little colder than last time, I've got to be honest.
I know. We'll sort that out for if you come back for a third time. We start with TV chef Tom Kerridge and his best ever dishes. Now, we love Tom because he's always so honest about exactly what he likes. Even on television.
All this needs now is a proper helping of filling.
Don't be shy. Get it all in. There's nothing worse than a stingy, tight-fisted pie.
I mean, there's nothing worse.
There's nothing worse.
Is there? No. You want it to be packed.
Don't be shy. Get it all in. There's nothing worse than a stingy, tight-fisted pie.
And we're off. And we are off. A good spray from both contestants there.
Honestly, that's another case of where you hear your own voice. I was laughing more that I can't believe that someone like that gets on the telly.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Isla and James in Thirst say, we love you, Tom. Your bucket chicken is amazing. Is that one?
I'm glad they like the bucket.
Yeah. Hello, Jar in Birmingham, who is watching Bingo on the train down to the Student Radio Awards in London tonight. Whoop, whoop, see you there. Okay, water please. I'm enjoying this. Now it's ITV's Emmerdale, and Rona is discussing her plans for bonfire night. She's so busy, though, but Paddy is more than happy to help her out.
Oh, I've got a call out.
Do you want me to do it?
Rona's right, you are keen.
Just doing me a bit.
No, it's fine, I've got it covered, but there is something you could sort.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, Leah's new teaching assistant, I promised her that I'd find a bonfire that the whole class could go to, so I thought you could have a ring around, you know, call in a favour.
My finger is at your disposal.
Now, what I am enjoying...
That was ridiculous.
What I am enjoying is Tom's gradual spurts. It's, that, it's just it kind of comes out in bits. I like it. It's a different technique.
It's because I'm trying to hold it in for the punchline and it ain't working.
My finger is at your disposal.
Thank you, Sarah in Fife, for sending that one in. Good that Paddy was there to help her out. Oh, Leanne says, this is an amazing one already. Rachel from Cheltenham's watching.
Right, Cheltenham.
All right. And Sam, Elaine, Aileen and Nicole just having a lol in the middle of their university library. Okay, now we're going over to Channel 4's Gogglebox. Now, I feel this one got slightly lost with the vamps on Tuesday because I lost control of the class. So let's enjoy it again. Kate and Graham have learnt a fantastic new trick. From one of the ladies that they visit with their dog. And they're about to tell us about it on Gogglebox.
Well, the place he likes going best is to nurse, you know. He likes going up to old people's home, doesn't he, best? He likes sniffing. Last time I took him, he had a couple of pink wafers off this one old lady and then he put his nose right up her skirt and she gave him a custard cream.
I mean, if you can do it, that's a good trick.
Last time I took him, he had a couple of pink wafers off this one old lady and then he put his nose right up her skirt and she gave him a custard cream.
How did she do that?
I don't know.
Jamie in Brighton sent that in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Water, please. It's a good one, right?
That's the best.
Yeah. Okay, if we get in the zone and more water, please. Just gave him a custard cream. Well, we've lost Tom now.
I think it was a pink wafer.
I know. Right, so water, please. Now we're going over to Rick Stein's Mediterranean Escapes. Now I know, Tom, that you love Rick.
I do love Rick.
Now this is one of the all-time classics on Innuendo Bingo. Yeah. It's yeah. Okay. Water, please. Now, Tom, do you know much about?
Chris,
come on. Tom, do you know much about Majorcan lardy cake?
I know nothing about Majorcan lardy cake. I know quite a bit about West Country lardy cake. I've never been to Mallorca, so I couldn't.
Right. What? So I'm today. This is possible. We're possibly teaching Tom Kerridge something new about food.
I can't wait. You
can't believe that.
I can't wait.
Anyway, so you wouldn't know who the king of Majorcan lardy cake would be. Chris has heard this one a few times before.
No, I wouldn't know.
Okay, right. Well, Rick Stein's about to tell you on his Mediterranean Escapes. I'd be surprised if you can get through this one, Chris, but give it a go. Come on, do it for Tom.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Yeah.
Real.
So now you know who the king of Majorcan lardy cake is.
Is Miguel Pujol.
I'm going to get it on the menu and name check.
Please do.
Inspired by Miguel.
Yeah. This is this bingo is getting a lot of love today.
Oh, mate.
Jordan and Lewis in Suffolk. They're watching bingo in their kitchen. They're chefs. Hello.
And all right,
Lee,
chefs.
All right, chefs. And Lee in Manchester.
It's lunchtime. What are they doing? They're going to be watching.
I know. And John in Milton Keynes. Okay, let's move away from the kitchen for a moment to Antiques Road Trip. Okay, you got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is amazing the objects they find on that show, but I don't think I've ever seen one of these before.
And there's a heck of a trunk, Anne. Isn't that amazing? Look at that.
Yeah.
That really is top quality, isn't it?
That extraordinary.
Gorgeous and a worthy antique.
Well, it's a travelling chest. It's probably for seamen or something.
A whole trunk.
What, it's a travelling chest. Thing. It's probably for semen or something.
There we are. Oh, some of the more God. Unusual things you find there on Antiques Road Trip. Oh, gosh. Okay. Water, please. Now it's... Oh, we're back to the kitchen again. You having a lovely time, Tom?
Honestly, this is the best.
It's a great game, right?
I love it. It's the best game.
Back in the kitchen now with Come Dine With Me on Channel 4. Water, please. You really do get to see everything when they're cooking in the contestants' houses. But I reckon that Claire will probably be embarrassed when she watches this back.
I could do this a bit quicker because I've got two rings, but one of my rings is bigger than the other.
No? All right. Let's move on. Sometimes they just don't work. Oh, Tom's just regurgitated the water.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's good. No. Yeah.
Can deal with that.
Yeah, we've got, yeah.
Okay,
this. I've still got Miguel on the brain, that's the problem. Can't sort of think about Miguel.
Water, please.
And his lardy cake.
Yeah, oh. From Mallorca.
Is Miguel Pujol.
That's just the best, that is.
The best one. Okay, now we're going over to Britain's Ultimate Pilot on BBC Two. You won't believe some of the incredible things these pilots have to go through in the air.
During this 10-second manoeuvre, Johnny's head is filling with more and more blood. Even though painful, Johnny has to resist the temptation to pull out early.
In the air as well.
I know Johnny's in the Mile High Club.
He is.
Johnny has to resist the temptation to pull out early.
Okay, now we're going... Just a couple more. Going to the athletics now on Channel 4. Now, does anyone else think that sometimes when they're live on air, the commentators just give a bit too much away? Because I think this guy definitely does.
She's got long, long levers. No, she didn't like it. Normally you hear a bit of a grunt afterwards if they love it.
Who was that commentator? He's such a geezer as well.
Long, long levers.
She's got long, long levers. No, she didn't like it. Normally you hear a bit of a grunt afterwards if they love it.
And one more.
If they love it.
If they love it. One more. Let's make it a good one.
Right, come on.
We're going to MasterChef now. Now, we all like to, you know, impress the judges on these talent shows, but I worry this contestant has maybe bitten off a little bit more than he can chew.
The final dish on the menu will be cooked by 44-year-old Paul, who is boning the guinea fowl.
Oh. I mean, is that what happens?
It all goes on.
It went down the wrong way.
It did. You're right. Yeah. That was another incredible innuendo bingo with Tom Kerridge.
Legend.
Loved it.
That was so good. People love it when you're on. Come back and see us for another one soon.
I am. I'm off to see Miguel for a bit of lardy cake, mate.
Yeah. We can sort you out with that, probably. Yeah. Thank you very much, Tom Kerridge. Thank you. Awesome work today. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, you are wet.
I'm wet through. Yeah, even though I was wearing a onesie, it still managed to kind of seep through.
And I know from Tuesday's bingo, has the hearing come back in your ear yet?
Yeah, it only popped yesterday in my ear. You know that really satisfying feeling that you get when you move your head and just that little bit of water comes out? But how gross is that? That's sort of stuck there from innuendo bingo.
It's not right, is it?
It's not right.
Not right. But then you did have four boys like literally giving it to you from all angles.
Mm. And like either side of my ears. So, I mean, it was directly into my ear.
Yeah. Scott Mills here. A lot of people are on about the surprise pants that were left in my house over the weekend. I still don't really have any answer for you on this. Does this person, have you seen it? He said, I've just Wolf Alice'd a burger. I like that.
Great phrase.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very Radio 1 phrase, but I like it. Well, I just Wolf Alice'd a burger for lunch. This is Baker in his van in Norfolk. Any update about your surprise knickers? No. If you missed this yesterday, had a Halloween party on Saturday, only found some knickers in my house yesterday morning, like scrunched up in the corner of the room where we were doing karaoke. I've ruled out a few more people. It's definitely not Caroline Flack.
Confirmed?
Confirmed. Definitely not Nick Grimshaw, as we found out on the show yesterday. And I also more people at the party as well, because, you know, it didn't have to be a celebrity. It could be anyone. So it's not the girl who was dressed as Katy Perry in the last Friday night video.
Okay.
It's it's not the one that was Toxic Britney. It's not the one that came as Sunita.
Okay.
With the leaves and that. So I've narrowed up some good costumes, Chris. Mm. You missed a treat.
Do you know what? I'm really gutted to have missed it because I wasn't really sure which pop star I was going to go myself because it was pop star themed.
Mm, yeah, who would you have been?
I was tempted to go as Gabrielle Aplin as a curveball.
What?
But I'll tell you why, because I was going to try sneak out to come to the party for a little bit and I thought it wouldn't take too much fancy dress.
Well, what were you going to do?
Which I mean in the nicest possible way. I just mean like...
What, he's going to put a wig on it?
Yeah, I was just going to do my hair like a bit short, like
bit of
that.
A fringe.
Like, that was, and that was it.
And a dress.
And I was just basically going to say I was...
And a dress.
Yeah, I was just saying I'm Gabrielle Aplin.
And a dress.
Yeah.
Would you wear a dress though?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, also there was someone there as Conchita Wurst from Eurovision. It's not her. They're not hers either, because I checked. So, I mean, and nothing from Rita Ora. So what does that tell you?
Well, it means the search goes on.
It really tells you that she doesn't listen to her voicemails very often. That's what it tells you.
True. This is like Cinderella, isn't it? It's
Dirty Cinderella.
The Dirty Cinderella. It's the fairy tale must continue.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards.
Not long now, Chief. It's this Sunday. It's Radio 1's Teen Awards. 5 Seconds of Summer, they're performing. All Time Low, they're performing. Nick Jonas, he's on. Little Mix, definitely performing. The show is going to be hosted by Grimmy with special co-hosts, The Vamps, Demi Lovato, Troye Sivan, and Rita Ora. Not being funny, this is the biggest lineup we've ever had for this. It's unbelievable.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah. Plus, you can find out who you awarded Best British Single, Solo Artist, Group, TV Show, Vlogger, and Best Film, because remember, we asked you to vote. On the day, follow all the action by using hashtag R1TeenAwards on Twitter and Insta and Facebook and Snapchat, and you'll hear it all this Sunday on Radio 1. 12 o'clock, Alice Levine will be backstage at Wembley with all of the artists. We'll be on as well with Alice in the afternoon. 3 o'clock, the awards themselves, and then 5 o'clock, Kel Spellman has your Teen Awards after party on Snapchat, Facebook, Insta and Twitter, and on Radio 1 and on Radio 1 Online this weekend, this Sunday. Make sure you join us for Teen Awards.
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, right, there's news coming into me that we may know... person that took their pants off at the party.
Oh, wow. Big news.
Yep. This girl has just, she's just taken aside somebody at work, and I can't say too much because I don't want to give a name away, but she thinks that they might be hers.
Thinks.
She was dressed as Kesha on the night.
Okay.
Yeah.
But hang on a second. Why is she... Well, taken someone at work to one side and told them.
Because I know, obviously they listen to this show in their office, and obviously some of the girls who work there know that some of the girls from this office came to the party, so the other girl has been like, anything you want to tell me? And she's like, maybe they are, but she's not sure.
Okay, and then that person in the office that was told this in confidence has, what, text in?
Yeah, hang on, I'm just getting...
Texting to a national radio station.
Well, no, they're just texting my phone. I'm just getting the latest now. Hang on. Oh, no. No, she says they're not hers and that she's being set up by other people in the office. Sorry, Kesha.
Time waster.
False alarm. They're all time wasters. Scott Mills here. Now, no one was expecting Jamie Lawson...
Oh, come on.
...to cover...
You're better than that.
I'm not going to do the joke. Oh, yeah, I just did.
You kind of have.
No, but I didn't mean it to do it that. But I wasn't...
Do you know what? I hope Greg doesn't do that as well.
Okay, I didn't think that Jamie Lawson would cover Avicii, that's fair to say, in the live lounge.
Still sounds like you're trying to do a joke.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to... It's really hard to not do the joke, but I honestly wasn't trying to do it then.
It was a surprise for everyone.
It was a surprise for everyone that he did a stripped back cover of Avicii's Waiting for Love, but you've got to hear it, it's really good. Jamie Lawson from earlier.
Well, there's a will, there's a way, kind of beautiful. Every night has its day, so magical. And if there's love in this life, there's no obstacle that can't be defeated.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
As much as people loved the Jamie Lawson Waiting for Love Avicii cover, the pressure's now on you, mate.
Why?
Well, because now you're going to have to do an acoustic stripped back version of your farmer version of it.
Mm. Right.
Hang on, I've got the music here. So you know, like on the original Farmer Avicii, like your Monday, I'll be. You need to like really take it back.
Yeah, it only works because you really, really give it some. Is this not worth me doing in the live lounge on another day when we do it as a live lounge special?
No, you're not ever going to do it in the live lounge.
No.
I've got the original. I've got what Jamie did earlier. Go on, do it for the young farmers.
Do you want to just strip it back?
Do it for the young farmers. Just strip it back, yeah. All acoustic, right. Yeah.
Monday feeding ponies, Tuesday I was deeply ploughing, Wednesday the cows I milked were groaning, Thursday I am shearing.
I really like it. Beautiful. I've got GBs.
Chilled, yeah.
I've got the goosebumps.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Without even stepping into the live lounge, you gave me goosebumps.
Did I actually give you GBs?
Yeah, like, look at the hairs on the... oh, no, they're always there.
That was a great moment in my life just there.
Look at the hairs on my thighs. They're standing to attention.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, wow, there's such a good reaction coming into your stripped-back live lounge version of the farmer version of Avicii.
Do you know what I would like to do that with? A gospel choir. And I was just thinking that with that Jess Glynn song as well, like just at the end there.
A gospel choir
on the end.
Yeah, that would have made it, wouldn't it?
We could do that with some songs, add a gospel choir to them.
Just I'm sure Jess would love that. Oh, yeah, stop fiddling about with my song.
No, I'm not fiddling about with it, just trying something.
Shall I read some of the comments?
like the live lounge.
Yeah.
Is it going to be balanced or are you going to suck up to me?
It's very balanced. Well, no, actually, I'm going to suck up to you. Mel in Bristol, all the hairs on the back of my neck stood up there. I had to actually pull over and listen to the farmer version of Waiting for Love.
No, you didn't.
And Charlie says, I wasn't a fan of the original farmer version.
You couldn't hear the words.
You couldn't hear the words, but now Chris smashed it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So we've discussed it already this week. The red cups are out in that coffee chain. A lot of the shops are playing Christmas songs. I earlier said that we should maybe ramp up the Christmas action a bit because we're nearly the end of first week of November, and you poo-pooed me.
It's still that time of year though that people will get angry at people suggesting it's nearly Christmas. Do you know what I mean? People get well angry about it.
Christmas lights are going up everywhere. Pantos are starting, and tomorrow that advert that every single person who likes Christmas looks forward to starts.
It's become a tradition now, hasn't it?
Yeah. You know that shop?
Yeah.
That one, right. So, was it last year, was the bear and the hare?
Two bears, one hare.
No, it's not. That's a different thing altogether.
There was only one bear. That was it. And then
one bear. What was that last year? One
bear and a hare.
2 years ago.
Yeah, then you had
so what was it? Two penguins last year.
Monty the penguin. No, one penguin.
Two penguins.
No, actually, there was two penguins. Actually.
Two penguins, no hare.
There was no hare involved. There was a bear and a hare 1 year, right?
Yeah.
Right, and then there was two penguins.
No hare.
And two penguins, no hare. Okay?
And that was last year, just to get that correct.
All right. Good. Fine. All right. Then there was some more another year, but
okay.
Let's not try.
I get confused. Like, there's been a few of them now. But people, they love this ad. They look forward to it. And it's online tomorrow morning from 8 o'clock. So here's what I want you to do. We did this last year. So the first time you watch it, maybe if you get it up on your computer or whatever tomorrow, your iPad or whatever tablet, right, watch it, but at the same time, record your reaction on your phone. Like every phone normally now has an option to record voice notes if you get through it.
Yeah, there's one on my phone here, it's called Voice Memo, and you can record, obviously you can record yourself talking into your phone.
Yeah, so watch the ad, but at the same time, record your voice on your phone. Because some of the reactions when you first watch it are amazing. Listener Barry's reaction last year was incredible. Here he is watching the whole advert involving the penguin.
Oh, penguin on a bus. Oh, so cool. Oh, no, the penguin wants a girlfriend. That's what it is. Oh my God, is the boy bought the penguin a girlfriend? Oh my God, that was so cute. Oh wow. That is so cute. Well. Oh wow. Oh, that is a beautiful advert.
It's a beautiful advert.
It's, well, last year's one was particularly emotional.
It was quite melty.
If I remember right.
People loved it.
That's the thing, especially late at night if you watch it. Although it's out tomorrow morning, isn't it?
8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So watch it, but at the same time you watch it, for the first time, I want your initial reaction. Record that on your phone and then send it to me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email.
Don't overthink it. Do you know what I mean? Just record yourself, say what's going on, express how you feel and just send it in. Don't listen back to it. Just send it straight to us.
And make sure it's the first time you watch it. So many of you sent these reactions in last year. Here's Jess, one of our listeners.
Look at his legs.
David's girlfriend, she was a big fan.
Oh, I love Christmas. I really love Christmas.
And one of our listeners, Niall, was a bit upset about the twist at the end of the advert.
What's going on? Oh, brilliant. They're not even real penguins. Well, that's annoyed me. That's not made me sad at all.
Didn't really realise at the end they weren't real. And Chris Stark even recorded his reaction to the advert in the back of a taxi when he was a little bit tired and emotional. Do you remember this?
Yeah, vaguely.
Nothing better than hearing yourself in a tired, emotional state a year later, is there?
Oh, bless him. He's good, isn't he? What a lad. What a lad.
What a lad. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, Amy in Bucks says, first time I watched that Christmas advert last year, it was on YouTube and someone had added a clip of a chicken being cooked in the oven, and that's how I thought the actual advert ended for ages until I saw it on TV.
That is, I mean, it's unbelievable almost how quickly the parodies get turned around.
Yeah. But she really thought the chicken was being cooked in the oven at the end until actually saw. That's because you've got evil friends, Amy. So the new ad, you know the one we're talking about, is on 8 a.m. tomorrow online. So record your reaction when you watch it the first time on your phone and send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'll tell you something that's doing really well on Facebook at the moment, on Radio 1 Facebook. She's back. It's the return of Adele. Laughing popular TV themes. Now, there was a mild panic yesterday when I said that we've got something brand new from Adele for you just after 3 o'clock. But it was new because you'd never heard this before. Adele's laugh is legendary. And even better when she laughs some popular TV themes, like this from Strictly. To show this to your friends, tell them to go to Radio 1 Facebook. There's a video which is the opening credits of Strictly, so it looks at Adele is just laughing at all the contestants.
It's had over 250,000 views already. It's doing well.
Radio 1 Facebook.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Alice Levine with Real or No Real.
As I live and breathe, it feels a bit weird because it's not Wednesday.
I know. Oh, yeah, we've really messed it up, haven't we, this week?
Yeah, it's really thrown me out, actually.
We're going to be on your show on Sunday.
Really excited for this. So you're going to be my roving reporters.
Yeah. We're going to be speaking to the stars at the Teen Actual Awards.
This is such role reversal because usually I'm at the awards and Greg James is making me do embarrassing things. Yeah. Whereas this time, who's the boss?
Oh, yeah, you are the boss. So I'm hoping that we'll get all the big hitters.
Yeah, surely. All the stars.
5 Seconds of Summer. I'm hoping for a bit of Nick Jonas.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to make sure. I think I'm mainly there to make sure they don't swerve us at all.
Oh, that's good.
So what, you're going to trip up Little Mix so you get to talk to them?
I'm just going to make sure that Scott has access to all of these people.
Thank you.
Has access.
Also, you can't swerve us. It's our event.
Yeah, surely. That's the ultimate slam, isn't it?
Do you view this as these pop stars turning up at your house, for example? It's like that.
I feel a bit that way, yeah.
You're hosting.
Yeah,
you're inviting them in.
So here is today's Real or No Real with Alice. Here's your first one.
In anticipation of Christmas, you can now buy Pigs in Blankets flavoured toothpaste.
Come on. That is absolutely the grimmest thing I've ever heard.
I have wondered why they don't make toothpaste different flavours.
Because
it's always minty, right?
Yeah, so you feel fresh. You don't want to... Pigs in Blankets, what are they? That's sausage and pastry, is it?
It's just you don't know what pigs in blankets are.
Well, it's a pig, so sausage, but yeah. What is it wrapped in?
Bacon.
This is mad.
Oh, bacon. Yeah, bacon.
You'd not had them.
I just described a sausage roll, didn't I?
Yeah, that was a sausage roll. Sure. You're thinking of.
Have you ever had a sausage roll?
Yeah, I'm quite partial to a sausage roll.
I'm not sure she has.
No. She's never had a pig in a blanket.
Have you ever? No, I have.
Have you had
forgot.
A festive bake?
I've had a prune wrapped in bacon. Oh. That's called like a something.
Devils on horseback.
Yeah, I like those. They're nice.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, is it a date? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Alice eats prunes.
Is it a date or a prune? I can't remember.
I think they're the same.
But hang on, what's that like cream cheese you can get that sometimes is flavoured with bacon? Doesn't that come in like a squirty tub? That's the same as toothpaste.
Is it?
That's what the toothpaste would taste like.
There's some magical places you can go as well, like the pigs in blanket, but instead of sausage in the middle, there's cheese. I can never really work out how they do them, but I've seen those in the oven before.
So a log of cheese wrapped in bacon?
It's like cheese, mini cheese wrapped in bacon.
Oh, I'm enjoying this chat so much because you know what's going to happen soon? It's going to be Christmas and we can start, well, before Christmas, winter a bulkin.
That's given me an idea. I'm going to write down. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wrap a baby bell in bacon and put that in the oven and see what happens.
Oh, I do love it when, basically, in my house and also... In, I know, my boyfriend's parents' house, they stock up on all the foods and his mum's like, don't eat any of it. Don't eat any of the hams, the cheeses, the cold cuts, any of that, and stops everyone eating it. And then the day after Christmas, she's like, eat it. We've got to get rid of all this ham and this cheese. It's like there's a big ban on it until Boxing Day.
I'm so looking forward to it. We're in all the layers so no one can tell how massive you are. And
yes, it's a loose slacks and loose jumper kind of time, isn't
it? Yeah, just getting involved with all the foods.
You're going to eat all the figs, aren't you, Alice?
Mm. All the figs, all the satsumas, all the nut selections.
I like winter bulking because it's like you can just put a coat on it. No one's going to see you. And also you'd have to shave anywhere for the next at least 6 months, do you?
Great, good for you. Mm,
wonderful. I have noticed that they try and bring out Christmas-flavoured stuff in pretty much everything. It's definitely something I'm seeing as a growing trend.
So pigs in blanket flavour toothpaste, are real or no real?
I don't know. This is so weird it could be real, because did you smell that candle that was in the office for a bit that was bacon-flavoured candle? It was really grim. It smelled like rotting flesh.
I got sent in some pulled pork aftershave as well.
No, you didn't.
Which I sort of liberally sprayed at people as they walked past.
So I don't think it's that crazy. I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I think this is real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
But there is a leading crisp manufacturer who have just launched pigs in blankets as a new flavour for Christmas.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, right. Hmm.
Surely that's just bacon flavour?
Yeah, stop trying to make it a new thing.
But yeah.
Do you think it's just bacon flavour rebadged?
It's not going to really taste that different. And here's your next fact.
In 2013, police in the Maldives arrested a coconut on suspicion of vote rigging.
What do you even mean?
So this is one of our weirder facts.
No, really?
But was an actual fruit arrested in 2013 in the
Maldives? I think it's a nut, actually, not a fruit.
So what would happen? The coconut's fallen from the tree and landed on a ballot box or something like that.
Or like strategically it's dropping on the heads of those who aren't voting correctly.
Yeah, or maybe it was just like trying to vote.
Mate, with a face painted on it.
Oh, so to vote rig, they just maybe drew faces on the coconuts then.
And rolled them in to the polling station.
That's rubbish.
I mean, you would notice that there were coconuts.
But also, I'd arrest the person rolling the coconut, not the coconut. What, they just stuck false eyelashes and put a wig on it and then just spoke behind it?
No one's going to know. So is this true?
Oh, it's a weird one, isn't it? It's a very strange one.
I've never been quite so thrown in real or no real, to be honest.
It's just a hard one to picture.
A great idea. I mean, showing real creativity.
But then, how would a coconut do vote rigging?
Yeah, and not just that. How do you arrest a coconut?
Yeah.
Because it's got no arms to famously, put the handcuffs on.
But famously also to vote.
They can't put the X in the box.
How are they putting the X in the box? Unless someone's inside the coconut.
Okay, this is getting too weird. Can
maybe
have
it
your
just
answer,
spills
please?
Its milk over them to kind of spoil the ballot, you know?
Sure.
We'll just have an answer, please. Real or no real?
Okay, I'm going to say... I can't even look at you.
You really can't... Like, look at me.
Look at me. No real.
You saying no real?
Oh, I'm going to say real. Oh, Yeah, real. I changed
a coconut
mind.
Was arrested. In your,
I don't know.
You're
Scott,
saying real.
I don't know. Okay, no real.
Chris,
no real.
That one's real.
So you just made me change my answer.
Well, it's
all
a free
right,
country.
Chris,
you can do what you want.
Do you know what? It'll be one of those that it isn't real, but we're going to hear a ridiculous.
Oh, do you mean like that one
now.
Where you told me that some blimmin' dog learned how to speak some language? It didn't, though, did it?
It didn't.
Here's what happened. Police took the suspicious coconut into their possession after claims it could have been used in black magic during elections. The coconut, which was described as young. Why is that important? The young
and
coconut.
Beautiful.
Hairy.
The young,
the
hairy.
Blonde, young, hairy coconut.
That young, hairy coconut was found near a school that will be used as a polling station. A magician summoned by police eventually established that the coconut was innocent.
Sounds absolutely guilty to me.
And finally,
Taylor Swift blocked 5 seconds of summer guitarist Michael Clifford on her phone because he texted her too much.
Do you think that they met at like an event or something and then they exchanged numbers, but she was maybe a tad reluctant? And then since then, he's just been rinsing it. Like, you know, when you get sent round those things that are like, pass this on to 5 friends or you'll turn into a frog or whatever. Do you think he's sending her all of those, all the spams?
Yeah, or he'll just be like, g'day, love, how you going? Too much.
Yeah.
I think it would be harsh from her to block him. And it would suggest that if she's blocking him, she's blocking all sorts of people.
I think you'll find she can do what she wants. Because she's our leader.
That is too brilliant. Made my day, that has.
We play it every time we play her
I
now.
I love it. Hearing it in such stereo sound is actually quite frightening.
And I always refer to her as our leader. So she can do what she... Taylor Swift, she does what she wants.
She does what she wants.
So is this true? Has she blocked Michael from Five Sauce?
I think she's a nice lady, but I think if you annoyed her, she'd definitely not hesitate in blocking you. She'd block you, for sure.
100%.
Yeah, you don't want to get on the wrong side of her. But that being said, he is massively famous as well, so I think this is no real.
I think this is definitely real.
We can check on Sunday when he's at the Teen Awards.
Oh, perfect. There you go.
That one is real.
What? When asked who the most famous person in their phone book was, Mikey said Taylor had blocked him because he was texting her too much. Just too keen.
Overzealous,
Alice Lequeen, he was.
He was. Alice Cuisine is the new one, by the way. All the cuisines.
Alice Cuisine with her figs in blankets.
Oh, a fig in a blanket would be nice, wouldn't it?
At the end of that round of real or no real.
It's very low scoring. I got nothing. Alice got 10.
Still a win, though, isn't it?
It is.
Technically, yes.
So, on the radio on Saturday.
Yeah, and then shall we all get together Sunday?
Shall we, from 12 o'clock?
So you're going to be arriving in a limo, I presume, because you're dead fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Chris will go on the tube. Oh, maybe you could do your annual trip on the tube.
Yeah. Also, can I just say, I get on that all the time.
No, you don't.
You don't say much anymore. You went through a phase of going on the train, but you'd make sure that people knew about it.
Sure, well, I'll see you there, whatever happens, all right?
Okay, all right.
Sunday, Teen Awards, be there.
Don't be late. The
Scott Mills Daily. We're back for Friday's show, tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.